Which brings us to the next agenda item pertaining to summer flounder recreationally. Dr. Lahman.
That's a tough act to follow. We got a public comment earlier today, and we are passing that out up there to share with you right now.
Teddy May. JJ, do you have your device?
Pardon?
You have your device? Okay. Thank you, sir. Great. Thank you.
So this is a public hearing, proposed amendments to Chapter 4, VAC 20-620-10, pertaining to summer flounder, to modify the minimum size limit for summer flounder landed recreationally in Virginia. Summer flounders managed by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission and the Mid-Atlantic Fisheries Management Council. Until 2001, we had one set of measures that applied coast-wide, but in 2001, state allocations were set, and these allocations were set based on the proportion of harvest each state coastwide had in 1998. And under this scheme, Virginia had 16.7% of the allowed harvest coastwide. There were a lot of concerns surrounding this method, one of which was basing allocations on 1 year's worth of data. That's in part because summer flounder is a dynamic stock. There were concerns about changes in the distribution of the stock and also equitable access to the fishery. So in 2014, a regional management scheme was adopted, and under this scheme, Virginia is in the Delmarva region with Delaware and Maryland, but in practice, the fishery is still managed on a target quota basis. In its simplest form, what this boils down to is each region. So for example, up here, the Delmarva region is given a target, and that target most commonly starts out as the sum of the targets for each of those states in that region, still based on the 1998 allocation. In July of 2016, the benchmark stock assessment was updated, and that was using 2015 data. The fishery was not overfished in 2015, but overfishing was occurring. For a visual, you can see the black line with the squares is the fishing mortality rate estimate. You can see it's above the fishing mortality reference point, which is shown by the red line. And if we look at spawning stock biomass, which is the solid black line, first thing you'll notice is that it's been falling for a number of years, and it's below the target, which is shown in that black dashed line, but it's above the threshold, which is the red line. And recruitment is shown by the bars, and you can see a decline in recruitment in 2010. Since then, it's been below average. The coastwide 2017 recreational harvest limit was set at 3.77 million pounds. That's 30% less than the 2016 RHL, but it's 41% less than the 2016 projected harvest. So it's important to remember that 30% of this reduction that we'll need to stay within that harvest limit is not due to regions or states going over their targets. It's just due to the change from the 2016 RHL. If we look at what we would be allocated under the 1998 management scheme, you can see each state's allocation in that yellow box. In comparing it to the 2016 projected harvest in the green box, we can look at what each state would need to do to stay within their 1998-based allocation. If we went with that scheme, Virginia could liberalize by 161%. We were way under our 2017 target in 2016. However, we're not on a state-by-state management basis. We use regional management, so we still need that coastwide reduction of 41% from the projected harvest. In October of 2016, draft addendum 28 was initiated in order to find ways to meet that reduction. It went out for public comment in December, and the public comment period was held from December through January, and final decision was made by the Summer Flounder Management Board in February. The addendum proposed five management options to constrain the harvest, and I won't go through each of them in detail, but they range from a fish sharing option where states that in 2016 were under their 2017 target would freeze their measures under this option. There would be no changes for Virginia. There were potential measures where every state would have to take at least a 30% reduction. And there was an option five, which allowed more coastwide consistency in measures. And under this option, every state would increase the size limit by 1 inch, or every region, sorry. And all regions would have to reduce their possession limit to 4 fish or fewer if necessary. And for Virginia, we would go up 1 inch in the size limit, but we already have a possession limit of 4 fish. The issue with this option is it wouldn't achieve that 41% coastwide reduction that we need. It would have about 28 to 32% reduction depending on what measures different regions took. And if a state or a region doesn't implement measures that are seen to address the necessary reduction, we could go into a status of having precautionary default measures. And those measures for 2017 are a 20-inch limit, a 2-fish possession limit, and a season from July 1 to August 31. And this could be applied to any state or region that doesn't meet the necessary reduction, or it could be applied coastwide, and it could apply to state waters or federal waters or both. The Virginia public hearing on this addendum was January 12th. We only had 7 attendees and only 4 spoke. All of those people who spoke preferred option 1, which is that status quo option for Delmarva. We make no changes from 2016. When the board met earlier this month, they voted and selected option 5. That's the option that doesn't meet the 41% reduction. It requires an increase in minimum size by 1 inch across the board. So Virginia would go up from 16 to 17 inches and a possession limit of 4 or fewer fish. There is that danger of potentially going to the precautionary default measures. And the way that would happen is this has to be approved by the Greater Atlantic Regional Fisheries Office of NOAA Fisheries. If it is unlikely to be accepted or if it's not accepted, the board can come back, have an emergency meeting, and select a different option for management to avoid that precautionary default measure. So at this point, we're moving forward with option 5. Staff recommendation is to make the changes seen here to 20-620-10. We're just increasing the size limit to 17 inches. And it's a public hearing.
Other questions from the commission? I see no questions. I have one quick question. Please refresh my memory. When does the season run? Recreational flounder?
Year round.
It is year round. That's right.
Thank you very much. It has not always been, but it is now, and we appreciate that.
And under option 5, we would be able to keep that. When we were figuring out the measure changes we would need to meet the reductions for each one of those options, Virginia, under all of them, kept our year-round season.
Any other questions? Thank you, Dr. Lemon. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard in this matter at all? Anyone? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Unlike cobia, where we have a different issue, where we have a fish that seems to be, or sea bass, where that fish used to seem to be in abundance, flounder's down. It's down. And recreationally, our catches are well down, and so actually the numbers show that. Increasing it an inch or whatnot, it's not a big deal to recreational anglers. That's why only 7 people showed up, and it's just not that big issue as it would have been. Closures are a bigger issue, so this is kind of a non-issue. We have to do it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
There is that.
Yeah. But keep fighting for us at ASMC, Rob, et al. Y'all have done a good job voicing Virginia's. I get to listen to a lot of that stuff in webinars, Rob does an excellent job
for that.
A lot of time. You get to entertain me in between patients while I'm at work listening to you.
Your life is thrills and chills a day, is it not?
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Kellum. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.
Knowing that we may have to visit this again if this is not approved.
We approve this in the hopes that it sticks.